This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, this is Mark Lloyd from The Night Shift, and on tonight's show we took a look at the In Classica International Music Festival. It's going to be running for quite some time, for several weeks, of Dubai Opera, and we caught up with the founder of Summit Event Group, Alexandra Mitureva, about what we can expect from the performances. Enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 right here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Now, over at Dubai Opera, something super special happening. If you're into your classical music, then the In Classica Music Festival is going on over there. It's been organised by Summit Event Group, and we've got the founder, Alexandra Mitureva, joining us on the show. Alexandra, how are you?
Yes, Mark. Hello. Good evening. I'm very fine. Thank you for contacting me. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's great to have you on the show. So, very exciting, this festival. So just give me some idea as to the background of it. I believe it's the 11th edition.
Yes, sure. First of all, it's a great honor for us as Summit Event Group to present the 11th edition of In Classica International Music Festival once again here in Dubai for the second year in a row already. Our activity as a company in UAE started with the launch of Symphonic Middle East Festival, which we have already held twice since 2021. And the main goal of our company and all of the projects is to promote classical music over the whole Middle East.
I mean, the actual level of performance that you're bringing over here really is something special. I know there's the Grammy Award winner, the Instrumentalist of the Year, the violin legend Gil Shaham.
Yeah, it's true. And it's already the third time we are bringing him during these 2 years.
Let's have a little listen to his music. So there's a little taster of Gil Shaham, a fabulous player. What are some of the other highlights that are going to be happening throughout this festival?
So, to be honest, In Classica is the world's biggest musical observatory, which brings together a huge number of A-class star artists over a daily, monthly festivals program. So definitely In Classica is different every year in terms of involved numbers of orchestras, conductors and solists, but what remains unchanged is the caliber of world-class artists always performing during the festival. Whom I also want to highlight is Yikwun Sun Wo, who is one of the promising pianists worldwide nowadays. Fazil Say, a Turkish pianist like a legend nowadays. Hussein Sermin, which is also very famous across the world, and many, many others whom you can see during the festival.
I mean, they are world class. You just mentioned Fazil Say there, the Turkish musician. I mean, what a pianist he is. Have a listen. Fazil Say then. Tell me a little bit about your obvious love of classical music, Alexandra. I can tell you're very passionate about it. So where did it all start for you?
Honestly, it goes just through the business and just from the job, which I like. And one more point, which I want to highlight from In Classica, that it features the power of contemporary music. And in our case, it's composer in residence, Alexei Shor, whose performing music is already a tradition since we launched our festival in Europe. Mm-hmm. His compositions have been performed in prestigious concert halls as Vienna Musikverein, Berlin Philharmonic, Carnegie Hall, Kennedy Center, and many, many others. around the world.
You're also bringing several symphony orchestras, aren't you, as well? You know, I mean, we've talked about the soloists there, but tell me a little bit about the orchestras that we'll be performing.
Yeah, it's true. Every year we bring different numbers of orchestras. For example, last time Classica brought more than 10 different orchestras. This year is just 3, but very, very top level. Berlin Symphony Orchestra, Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, and Jerusalem One. Jerusalem One, it's very interesting, to be honest, the collaboration, because we made a first cultural bridge between UAE and Israel in the beginning of their launching of relationship last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, you know, for political relations and cultural.
So this got started on the 8th of May. How long is it running for? And, you know, how often are we going to be seeing these performances happening?
So actually we start from 8th of May. It was from yesterday. And the end of the festival will be on the 2nd of June. What is very important is that every day in opera, it will be different program, different solos, different conductor. So audience has chance to enjoy different classical music, different composers.
Right, so there's a real kind of variation of music that's going to be played. I mean, what are some of the composers that are going to be kind of featured throughout? I'm looking at masterpieces by Verdi, Beethoven, Debussy. What others will be featured?
Strauss, Dvorak, Alexei Shor, whom I mentioned, Beethoven, Debussy, many, many. Most of them are European composers.
Okay. Now, another one that's caught my eye is the pianist Yul Ilm-son from South Korea. Let's have a listen to her. I just love the sound of her playing. It's almost like classical with jazz thrown in there as well, isn't it?
Most of the solos, they're trying to adjust their pieces to contemporary music to be enjoyed by the audience.
Now, the festival, as we said, is running through until the 2nd of June. Are all the performances going to be happening over at Dubai Opera?
Yes, for this year, we chose only Dubai Opera as the main venue. You know, actually, to make people used to classical music, and opera is the most suitable and large-scale venue in UAE nowadays.
Right, so if we want to come along, where can we find out all the details as who is performing when and on what dates?
Sure. Actually, you can find all the details and all the information on the website www.inclassica.com or at the same website as Dubai Opera.
Okay, so we can go to dubaiopera.com or inclassica.com. Yes. Have you got a personal favorite that you're looking forward to more than any other, Alexandra?
Actually, no, I love them equally.
You love them all, don't you? I've learned a lot tonight, Alexandra. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And
thank you very much.
Certainly wish you.
You're welcome to our shows.
Lovely, thank you. And there's some fantastic names coming, there really, really is. Alexandra, once again, from Summit Event Group, the organisers of the In Classica Music Festival, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.